Down to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. Cattle industry farm bill priorities right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
If you're a Native American who is denied a farm loan or loan servicing from the USDA between 1981 and late 1999, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings in Tahlequah, Oklahoma at the United Kiowa Band Wellness Gym November 14th through the 17th and at the Cherokee Nation Tribal Complex on November 14th through the 16th in the Solagee Community Room and on the 17th in the Tribal Services Conference Room where you can get free legal help filing a claim. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details on a full schedule of meetings.
The House and Senate Ag Committee leadership, led by Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas and Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, continue to try to work on a farm bill deal to send on to the super committee that will stand in for the 2012 farm bill. $23 billion worth of cuts. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says, now there's some things that need to be in there, but there's some things that don't need to be in there as far as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is concerned, starting with the livestock indemnity program.
You know, unfortunately, when you look at disaster programs as a whole, but especially programs like the livestock indemnity program, it really has not satisfied the needs of our producers. A lot of times when we have drought situations, natural disaster situations, we find that our members will go in and try to look at these programs, but because of the bureaucracy, because of the restrictions, they actually don't apply for it because they don't help. And so we don't need programs out there that don't help producers. Once again, that's one of those things where we need to have the conversation probably more about the structure of the program than the funding.
I know you've expressed to me a few times, in CBA, if you had your druthers, no livestock title this go-round.
That's exactly right. That is our number one priority. We do not want that livestock title. It was new to the 2008 bill, and it gave us such things as the GPSA rule on livestock marketing and also country of origin labeling, two things that really have not provided a whole lot of benefit to cattle producers. So we just want to eliminate it completely. Hopefully that will save some time on the staff of working on this particular bill and then also prevent any sort of shenanigans that would put restrictions on the ability for cattle producers to market their cattle.
A couple of issues. You mentioned GPSA. Obviously, we talked about that a few days ago, but I guess we're still kind of ruminating what they've done and what they haven't done. And I guess the things that were left undone are the great unknowns.
Those are the great unknowns, and those are the biggest concern out there, because by law, the Farm Bill said that they have to put out some sort of rule on unfair practices and undue preference. We know that they're going to wrap that up into competitive injury as well, and there will be a future rule sometime here in the future. They don't know when that's going to happen. They really didn't give us a time frame, but since we know that they're under statute to do that, it will happen. And while we're concerned, that was the biggest portion that was going to have an impact on the ability to market cattle, because when you change the ability to litigate to a simple standard of fairness, whether or not somebody thinks a price is fair or unfair, then basically you're opening it up to a trial lawyer's bonanza. And the Packers have said if they're going to be threatened with being sued every day just because of what they are or are not paying cattle producers, they're just going to pay one price. And then we lose all of our marketing opportunities, all of our branded programs, everything we've worked so hard to put in place. The fight is not over, and this competitive injury portion is still significantly concerning to us.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, join us November 12th at the Ratcliffe Ranches for our annual Fall Production and Customer Appreciation Sale. Selling 110 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls sired by Grassmaster Anticipation, Steel Force, and Upgrade. Bulls that will perform on hoof as well as provide tremendous carcass results. Also selling nearly 1,000 purebred and commercial females. To bid online, visit www.dvauction.com. Sell cattle video, catalog, and information available at www.ratclifferanches.com. Call 918-244-8025 for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.